Ann, welcome back. And we have Ann Morrison, our scientist, dealing with Twiland.info. Ann, what are the topics we're going to cover today? Yeah, and of course we do have her, luckily, before I had my little system crash here, we did get all the information over to our board op, so we'll have Ann momentarily. The key issues we're going to talk about today, we'll be talking about the recovery from the earthquake in Italy, we'll be talking about Zika virus and the lack of policies in terms of the federal government to deal with it. We're going to be dealing with lots of, what I call it, additional information here that will help you to understand exactly what's going on with your world, whether it's Zika virus or earth changes, dangers of superstorms. For example, we have the Hermine is crossing. Ann, are you there?
I am, but I'm trying to get the mute on. Okay, I finally got it on.
Okay, good. So let's talk about what are the key issues that we're going to cover today.
Well, I think seismic activity, people need to be warned about the seismic activity, and we have two scrams in nuclear power plants. We have high levels of lead and arsenic just east of Chicago, and the EPA says don't let your kids play outdoors. And we have terrorism. We have a St. Louis Metro East man has been arrested or accused of making terror threats.
Yeah.
And they think, yeah. So we have a lot of things going on. What do you want to hear about?
Well, let's start off with the top on your list.
I would say seismic. Seismic is the top of my list, and I'm going to talk first about volcanic activity.
Okay, go ahead. Why is it increasing so dramatically? What do you think the reason is?
Yeah. Well, let's see. We're in September. Today is September 2nd, and the 21st is the equinox. And I noticed that on these volcanoes especially, they're all above the equator. They're all north of the equator. I shouldn't say above. They're north of the equator. And I think that that's significant. You know, we found that supervolcano under the Arctic Circle on the floor of the ocean. And we talked about that a couple of weeks ago or last week. And it's active. And then we have all these volcanoes that are active in Central America and above in Venezuela and Colombia and Hawaii. And then we have a volcano in Italy that's active, Stromboli. We have three volcanoes active on the Kamchatka Peninsula, two close to Japan, and three in Indonesia above the equator. Well, there's one below the equator, but just barely. So this is very concerning, and people need to be aware not only of the activity, but also the fact that there's some forecasts of volcanic activity that could be detrimental to their health. So, and it seems like it's above, like I said, it's in the northern hemisphere. And I find it a little strange. This is over the last 7 weeks.
Right.
So anyway, the new ones that they're talking about, and you may never have heard of this, Chikarachi.
You have to spell it out, I think, Ann, in order for us to.
Well, it's C-H-I. You don't speak Russian, neither do I.
No.
C-H-I-K.
I can try to pronounce it, although I try to sound Russian just as a kind of a bit of a joke. No, I don't speak Russian.
Yeah, it's Chikarachi. C-H-I-K-U-R-A. C-H-K-I. Now you tell me how to pronounce C-H-K-I. And we have
C-H-K-I. Chucky.
Oh, Chucky. Okay.
Chucky.
Anyway, and we have Santa Maria in Guatemala that they're concerned about, and Sinabung in Indonesia. Now, there were some volcanoes that... They were also, even though they're ongoing, they put out a special alert on them. And one of them is Nishinoshima in Japan. And Here's another Japanese word.
Right.
Suwanosijima. And that's south of Japan in the islands. In Santa Maria, they have a strong Vulcanian explosion at the at Santa Maria's dome complex, and it generated a dense ash plume that rose about 2 miles into the air and drifted 75 miles west and southwest. And in addition to that, not only did they have this ash plume, now you know the ash plume contains little pieces of rock, and it also contains VOG, which are...
Yeah, VOG, which is the toxable VOG, because it's important to understand what VOG is and how dangerous it is, because places like Hawaii has a lot of VOG.
A lot of VOG. VOG is made of volcanic organic gases, so it's VOG, and those include sulfur dioxide, which is poisonous, and hydrogen sulfide, which is poisonous, among other gases, carbon dioxide, and et cetera. But anyway, in addition to the VOG, volcanic organic gases, they had pyroclastic flows, and so they, you know, a pyroclastic flow moves very fast. It moves at 300 miles per hour. You can't run away from it.
Right.
And it's very hot, and as soon as it reaches you, you're gone. Now, they did have a 45-foot deep lahar, which is kind of like a trench in the ground that's caused by the hot magma.
Right.
And so they also had that. It fell into one of the rivers, and carrying tree trunks and blocks. And so they also said that this had a strong sulfur odor. Well, you would expect that if it had sulfur dioxide in it and hydrogen sulfide. Hydrogen sulfide has a strong odor. And they it's also found in waste treatment plants as a digestion product. And the people there actually use something so that they can't smell it. Well, this is very dangerous, because if you can smell it, then you know you want to get away from it, because it's going to kill you.
Right. The knockdown concentration of hydrogen sulfide is actually pretty low. It's just, it may be below the level for people to detect even the smell of it, but it'll knock you to the ground unconscious.
I toured a wastewater treatment plant.
Right.
And I asked them why I didn't smell it, you know, because we had, you know, in our classroom, and then this was our field excursion.
Right.
And they said that they used a deodorizer. And I said, I don't think that's a very good idea. And
well,
I wrote
deodorizer means it takes away your warning that you're going to get knocked to the ground.
That's right. And they said white and blue gas emissions were observed on the 30th of October, so that was this week. Okay, if that's enough for volcanoes, it isn't enough for the rest of what I have to say. Now, Dr. Bill, this is an important report that I'm giving today.
Uh-huh.
And the earthquakes, if you look at the earthquakes for the past week, and you can do that at the USGS, United States Geological Service, .gov, and if you put earthquake dot in front of the USGS.gov, then you'll be taken right to the map. And there's a lot of earthquakes, but the big one was a 7.1, which was 104 miles northeast of New Zealand, Gisborne, New Zealand. And it was 12 miles in depth, so it was out in the ocean. It was not on the island itself, and it was in the it was where you would expect it to be, that is, the fault that runs between the Australian tectonic plate and the Pacific tectonic plate. And in fact, they even name it. They name it the Kermadec Trench. And there were a lot of earthquakes around New Zealand. And this is one, now this is south of the equator. And a 7.1 at that depth, you would expect a tsunami, but there was no tsunami. And the eastern margin of the Australian plate is one of the most seismically active areas in the world. Now, we talk about the Ring of Fire around the Pacific Ocean, around the Pacific tectonic plate, and this is part of that. They have high rates of convergence between the Australian and the Pacific plates. And actually, since 1900, there have been over 15 magnitude 7.5 plus earthquakes recorded near New Zealand. And I think we remember the one at Christchurch. I don't think that will, you know, unless you want more information on that, you can read about it.
Yeah. That's a pretty large earthquake off of New Zealand, though, isn't it?
Yeah, 7.1, you got to look at that.
Yeah.
Now, we have a very, very dangerous situation that is occurring in Mexico. Popocatépetl volcano is 43 miles southeast of Mexico City, which is the capital of Mexico, and is home to millions of people. And a strong eruption from Popocatépetl would potentially kill a lot of people in Mexico City.
Right, because in fact the magma and the pyroclastic flow will flow down the mountain directly toward Mexico City, which is on this high plateau, literally ringed by Popocatépetl, right?
That's right, I hear music.
That's okay. Unfortunately, I didn't have my phone turned off and somebody's trying to call me, believe it or not, when I'm on air, which I think is kind of bizarre because they know that I'm on air. So, go ahead.
Okay, Mexico's, they had a 3-plus magnitude earthquake, and Mexico's National Center for Disaster Prevention said on Wednesday that it was caused by an eruption at the Popocatépetl volcano. And this is what they said. These earthquakes, so that, you know, there's 366 earthquakes occurring at Popocatépetl in 2 days. These earthquakes are part of a swarm or train of volcano tectonic earthquakes that began on Monday. So between, and then this was reported on Wednesday. So in 2 days, they have counted 300 of these tectonic earthquakes. Now, I don't know why they're calling them tectonic earthquakes, because the tectonic plate doesn't run through Mexico. But in any case, they're calling them tectonic, and so maybe there's a fault there, and I didn't look that up.
In other words, is it a new fault, do they think, or an old fault? Because I know there are some new faults that developed in Indonesia and after the Aceh disaster back, I think, 6 years ago on New Year, Christmas Eve? Mm-hmm. There actually is a new fault zone there.
Well, that's very possible. They have raised the alert level to 2 out of 3, and that means that nearby residents should be prepared to evacuate. So they supposedly they'll go northwest to get away from this volcano. Now, we had a very interesting earthquake, not by its intensity, but because it was on the Strait of Gibraltar at the southern tip of Spain. It was only a magnitude 3.4, but when you talk about anything at the Strait of Gibraltar, you have to realize that without that strait there, the Mediterranean Sea would turn into a soupy mess, much like the Gulf of Mexico. It would become stagnant. And there is a salinity difference between the Atlantic Ocean and the Mediterranean Sea.
Higher salinity, right?
Yes, and that is what keeps the movement. There's a movement then, because anytime you have a salinity difference, you're going to have movement up and down in the ocean, or in the sea in this case. And that's what keeps the Mediterranean Sea, quote, fresh. So it doesn't stagnate. So, it gets fresh water from the ocean, from the Atlantic Ocean, because of the salinity pump. And that we have been warned by the IPCC, the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, that should something happen to break that up, such as an earthquake, now it's only a 3.4, it's possible that it would shut down that flow. Part of that flow, was the loop current, the Gulf Current. The Gulf Current used to come up the eastern side of Florida and go up to about Long Island, and then it would cut across the Atlantic to Portugal, and it'd go up the west side of Europe to Spain and France. And
even on Scotland, there's an area of Scotland where they grow tropical plants on the west coast near the Isle of Lewis.
Yes. And then it would loop around the Scandinavian countries and come back down by Iceland and Greenland. And then we had another salinity pump there. And it was caused because the glacier on Greenland was melting. It's always melting a little bit. And so the fresh water that comes off of the glacier that sits on land is not salty. And so you had this fresh water, and because it wasn't salty, it wasn't as dense as the seawater. So it would push the loop current down towards the bottom of the ocean there. And that was called a salinity pump, and it worked for many years until we broke the loop current with the disaster in the Gulf of Mexico with the Macondo oil well spill.
Right.
Okay, so now the Gulf Current goes up to about, let's see, the Outer Banks of North Carolina. It heads out across the Atlantic and it disappears. In other words, there's the glacier on Greenland is melting so fast that the fresh water from it is getting down that far in the Atlantic Ocean. On the top, it rides on the top of the saltier water, and so at that point you have your salinity pump, and it pushes the loop current down, and then it returns around Africa and into the Indian Ocean, where it warms up again. I know that was a long explanation, but people are always concerned when there is an earthquake on near Gibraltar, and they said that people, it's a holiday for them for some reason, and so they panicked, the people who were there, and the cinema was evacuated, and people felt walls move, and that's how scared they were, because it was in a very intense shake. It only measured 3.5, and it caused walls to move and plates to rattle. So it was very brief.
How many inches did the actual walls and so on move? Were they permanently moved afterward? Because I would assume the structural integrity of these buildings are probably not designed for earthquakes like they do in Japan, where they have rollers and they have anti-earthquake technology. Most places around the world are really not prepared, like Italy, to have stone buildings for any kind of volcanic or earthquake activity.
Well, I'm looking at a picture of the town. It looks fairly modern.
Yeah.
But it's probably made of stucco.
Yeah, stucco over stone. Great.
Yeah.
Back in a moment. And by the way, if you want to call in to the studio, the number there is 512-716-1603.
Your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at numanarepublic.com. That's NUMANANA Republic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit mydryhome.com. That's mydryhome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
It's cancellation day for your level of lack of knowledge of what's going on with volcanism, earthquakes, extreme weather. And so, what's your overall conclusion of the volcanic activity? You mentioned this in previous shows.
I got to finish this.
Oh, yeah,
there
okay.
are things here that you have to hear.
Oh, yeah, okay,
okay.
Please.
During this week, we had a magnitude 5 in the Azores Island. Now, remember we had earlier, a couple weeks ago, we were talking about the Cape Verde Islands having volcanic earthquakes.
That's right. It's a chain off of Africa, the coast of Africa.
That's the Cape Verde.
Yeah.
This is in the Azores, so it's off the coast of Portugal.
Right.
And it's the one that, that could cause a landslide. It could send a tsunami across the ocean.
Yeah, the island's already breaking and sliding. It's been monitored for about, I think, almost 30 years now.
Yes. And we do know that at one time there was a tsunami that was sent over. There's evidence that a tsunami from that area reached the east coast of the United States. And whatever.
Right.
That was, yeah. And
it's tsunami.
On the Atlantic Ridge.
Yeah.
It's on the Atlantic Ridge. And remember, it's the Atlantic Ridge that is the tectonic boundary between the North American plate, the Eurasian plate, and the African plate. So it's a triple junction. And triple junctions are always tricky because you never know where the force of the earthquake is going. Is it going to go north and continue up the Atlantic Ridge, or is it going to is it going to go down the branch that goes towards Europe? And that is where the two plates are pressing up against each other, the three plates, and so that's what's causing the Atlantic Ridge. It's really a range of mountains underneath the Atlantic Ocean, just offshore Portugal and up through Iceland.
Right.
So we had two earthquakes. We had the earthquake at Gibraltar, and then we had this other one in the area off the Azores. Okay, speaking of the Atlantic Ridge, this is why it's so important I tell you, because now we've already talked about the Atlantic Ridge, and they think there's a travel warning out that the Iceland volcano Katla, I'm reading ahead, volcano yeah. Katla is on the verge of erupting, and I'm sure that you remember when Eyjafjallajökull erupted.
Yes. Right, we talked about that was a few years ago, right? Remember when it shut down the airlines?
Yes. And air travelers may face chaos if they think that this volcano, which, by the way, is named after an evil troll, erupts. And you remember that Iceland has glaciers on it.
Right.
Okay, glaciers are cold, and they're thick. I mean, they're not inches, they're feet. And so over the volcanic field and over the volcanoes, in fact, I have a picture here of Katla, there's snow and ice and what you would call, I don't know if it's still called a glacier, but there's plenty of coldness over the top of the volcano. And now, magma is very hot. And, for instance, the lava would probably be at 1,600 degrees Fahrenheit.
Right.
And so what happens? We've got this very, very hot magma, and it erupts from the volcano, and as soon as it comes out of the ground, it turns cold. Well, as it turns out, the magma, which is melting the rocks in that area, contains silica. And silica, when this transformation occurs, turns into glass. So when you're carrying silica in your magma and you suddenly are very cold, the silica turns to glass, and it's little shards of grass.
Yeah. These are the shards, by the way, that'll chop away your engine vanes in your aircraft.
And it will hurt your livestock.
It'll cut their airways. They'll bleed to death and die in their mucus and blood.
Yep.
That's scary
and
stuff.
And people will, too.
Absolutely.
Sure.
Back in a moment with more with Ann Morris and Twiland.info. Stay tuned.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
IRA and 401k account holders, are you crossing your fingers for the stock market to continue its bull run? Or hoping for a miracle to pay off our $19 trillion national debt? American Bullion wants you to think for a moment. If we go through another significant stock market correction and things begin to unravel, you could suffer some serious losses. On the other hand, gold is a proven long-term asset that could hedge and protect your retirement accounts from getting washed away. Call American Bullion now and let them show you how easy it is to transfer your existing IRA or roll over your 401k into a gold IRA. American Bullion has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and is a leader in gold IRAs. With just one call, their experts can explain everything there is to know and get you started with a free gold IRA guide. Call 1-800-545-2525. Save your retirement. Call American Bullion now at 1-800-545-2525. That's 1-800-545-2525.
As a regular listener to Republic Broadcasting, you certainly understand the times and circumstances that we are living in. You certainly understand that the good times are over, and you certainly understand what we are heading for. Though we do not know what exactly is going to happen, we must assume that it's going to be a disaster. Are you prepared for that mess? Go to www.bugoutpanama.net and get the necessary information on our growing community of awake and prepared individuals, just like you. At www.bugoutpanama.net, you will learn how we are preparing on our farm, Finca Bayano, for what is coming. Emigrate while you still can to our village, where survival is of the utmost importance. Prepare. Don't despair. At www.bugoutpanama.net.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
So, Ann, let's continue on our list. We've got lots of stuff to cover today. And, of course, afterward, we'll do a recap on video. It'll show all the beautiful pictures that describe. And you did a tremendous amount of work on this every week. It's just amazing.
Well, I tell you, my analyst, Melanie, you know Melanie,
mm-hmm.
She's living in Florida now. And I got up this morning, and I was pretty happy with my report. You know, he's just polishing it a little bit, and I found in my email he had sent me all this information on the seismic activity, and suddenly it was a grand rush to get all this in here.
Yeah, so she's saying some material too. Yeah, yeah.
I think it was very material, and I'm so happy to have her on my side to help me. But
right.
I tell you, I was rushing. Okay, let's talk of radiation.
Right.
Is that all right? Okay. Watspire, Tennessee. It's in the southeastern part of Tennessee. And
this is a nuclear plant for those people who don't know what we're talking about. Watspire is one of our nuke plants.
It's a nuke plant. It has about, in a 50-mile radius, it has over a million people. And it's got one operational power plant. It was licensed in 1996. Well, this is 2016, so we're talking 20 years ago. And it's starting to have problems. We talked about it last week or the week before. And what it has is it had a SCRAM. It had an automatic SCRAM. And remember, SCRAM is an acronym for Safety Cut Rope Axeman. And what they would do, when they call out a SCRAM, now this was an automatic SCRAM, so that's part of the software that runs the plant. If there's a problem, then what they do is they insert the control rods, and the control rods shut down the neutrons that are generated when the fuel rods don't have the control rods in there. When they're, you know, they're, it's all highly scientific.
Exactly.
But in any case, that's what heats the water. And so they had a fire in the main bank transformer. Now, I find that a little odd. And so they're on hot standby. And remember that hot standby is what Chernobyl was on before it blew up.
Right.
So let's hope that the people there are smart enough not to blow up Watts Bar Unit 2. And it had an oil fire in the main bank transformer, and so the turbine tripped. And they had the fire people come in. And they haven't got it up. It's still under a SCRAM. And, under a hot standby. So the people there need to be aware, and they may have to move away from there sometime. Now, we also had a hot standby at Salem, New Jersey. And this particular nuclear power plant hasn't had many reports of problems. So, the last problem I reported on was 2 or 3 years ago. But it has 5.5 million people within a 50-mile radius.
Yeah, I have the picture here, so we'll show that in the recap later.
And 2 was licensed in 1981, which makes it, if it were 80, it would be 36 years old. So it must have been relicensed. Now, in this case, it was also an automatic SCRAM. That means the software shut it down, and that was because they had low reactor coolant flow. Well, these people talk in their own jargon. And what they mean is that the water that flows you have to have enough water, like 53 feet of water, to flow over the fuel rods when they're active. And the fuel rods are probably 10 feet under the top of the water. And they watch that very closely, by the way. And what happened was that the water that was coming in, they had a problem with it. It didn't keep the water in the nuclear power plant high enough. So, when there's a SCRAM, all the control rods inserted, and so they're in hot standby, and so we've got 5.5 million people who better be hoping that the people that are running that aren't like the Russians that ran Chernobyl. Okay, we have a level of concern for gamma radiation at Fort Worth, Texas. And I don't know what's at Fort Worth, Texas, but there's something there that is generating. I mean, this isn't like a power plant or anything. I mean, there are oil wells there, and there are oil companies there, and sometimes oil is radioactive, but I don't know what caused this.
The problem also is there's often a crossover where they're doing fracking in an area where there's actually a loss of containment and there's actual radioactive liquid waste get into the frack field. This happened near the WIP reactor in New Mexico, too.
This is counts per minute of gamma, anytime you have gamma, you better get out of there, because gamma is very bad for the human body. It's bad for everything.
Yeah.
And it's in the energy range of, they measure it in the energy range of 600 to 800 kilo electron volts.
Which means it shatters your DNA So it's like cosmic rays. It kind of blows your DNA to pieces.
Yes. And it's currently at 271 counts per minute gamma. And so it's, you know, it's above the average there is 187. So it's, you know, it's of concern. Let's put it that way.
Right.
Now, I want to talk about poison. I mean, this is so terrible. The EPA did some measurements. They took soil samples at West Calumet Housing Complex, which is 50 miles east of Chicago, but it's in Indiana. And they found high levels of lead and arsenic in the ground, in the soil. And people have been notified. The EPA went door to door warning residents not to allow the children to play in the dirt. And the Federal Agency for Toxic Substances and Disease Registry, how do you like that for the name, told the parents to prevent their children from playing in dirt or mulch, to wash their children's toys regularly, and to wash children's hands after they play outside. And they said that all residents should remove their shoes before walking into their homes. And they told them not to disturb the mulch or dig or garden in their yards. So, essentially, we have the residents of this housing complex under quarantine. And they did offer to have their children's blood level tested for lead through the health department. And
what was the original industry there that caused the contamination in the area?
Well, people were complaining because there used to be a lead smelter there.
Ah, okay.
And then they closed it down. Yeah.
So they didn't properly remediate the lead smelter. They probably got it in the water. And, of course, as there's lead dust is still blowing around the cities from the lead anti-knock agent, even by the stopped in the 70s. So we've seen it across the country. When I do toxicological testing on people, even now, we're still seeing people like in cities like Commerce City, Colorado, or in Denver, Colorado, where there's lots of people with lead poisoning, and there hasn't been lead there for 40 years, 45 years.
Yeah. Well, lead is also a decay product of uranium. The only place you've got uranium, you wait long enough and you'll have lead.
Exactly.
And you'll have lead for a long time. You'll have radioactive lead. Now, they're not saying this is radioactive lead.
Right.
But a lot of lead is radioactive, and if it's the result of a uranium dump, which is what, you know, when they enrich uranium, what they do is they sort it and filter it, so that the ratio of uranium-235 to uranium-238 is higher. And so what do they do with the leftover uranium-238? Well, they dump it in piles. And it continues.
The dump pile, in other words, contains radioactive lead, is what you're saying.
Yes, because as it decays, it creates radioactive lead that lasts a really long time.
Wow. Okay, yeah. So it, again, this is a good example of the lead when they were doing processing up in Flint, Michigan. Of course, Hillary Clinton started off her nomination campaign going up to Flint, but she didn't talk about any concrete solutions to the problem. You know, the actual local authority decided to just kind of switch to that water, even though they knew there was lead smelting going on in the area in Flint.
Yes, exactly. Well, where do you want to go? Those were my hot topics.
Well, I think we should touch on Zika, because everybody's still nervous as a heck about Zika. And, of course, the federal government and the Congress are fighting back and forth. Obama's trying to accuse Congress of not appropriating money. But, you know, he's been busy doing golf in, you know, Martha's Vineyard. And the Zika virus, now the latest note I have is that they now think that Zika virus might be a chronic neurotropic virus that can cause neurodegeneration. And they really are starting to get the impression that a percentage of people are going to maintain chronic intracellular Zika virus in their astrocytes in their brain and induce a multileukoencephalopathy or Alzheimer's disease. So there's more and more evidence that this is a lot nastier than people thought. And, the toxic spraying is also toxic. But people that are not qualified, like, natural news guys, talking about the fact that they think Zika is nothing, people are idiots. They need to shut up. The fact is, toxic spraying is toxic as hell, too. And it's using toxic chemicals that are both genotoxic and neurotoxic. But Zika virus by itself now has enough genetic changes with 15 base pair changes. It's very dangerous. And the fact that it's now affecting thousands and thousands of women, and these women may be permanently incapable of having a normal pregnancy now.
That is a possibility.
Right.
But you have been reporting on your show since the beginning of the year about Zika. And we started out kind of slow because it wasn't in the United States. But we said it's heading our way and people need to be screened and they need to be quarantined. And right. Nothing happened. And then we said it needed to be labeled on the STD as a sexually transmitted disease. And nothing happened.
Right. One of the things you have here is that scientists find drugs for cancer and hepatitis C that can kill Zika. You don't need that. We have a big sale on today, 7 for Heaven sale. The first thing I recommend is Allicin Med because the thiol compounds will prevent biting insects from biting you. Second thing is it goes into the endoplasmic reticulum intracellularly and kills off the Zika virus. We also have our monoatomic Neutrodyne and Silver 100 that will all kill Zika virus. So you don't need to fear. In fact, if you're taking this preventatively, you can't get Zika. And I think women should be basically preemptively on Allicin Med, everybody, at least one capsule a day. And if you're in a Zika prevalent area, I increase it to 1, 2, or 3 times a day just to prevent biting insects from biting you or having a stealth infection where a lot of women are not even going to get fever or chills or systemic symptoms, but they're going to have a Zika infection that will go to their ovaries and cause permanent genetic damage or their fetus if they happen to be pregnant.
Well, okay. Do you have those bundled together as a Zika preventative?
We have an infectious disease program, which we call bioterrorism, because I think almost this is a bioterroristic activity. Because what happened is, and this is the background. I wrote a paper. I'm going to update it here. This probably over the weekend. That the primary driver was the Oxitec OX513A gene, which is a double-stranded DNA, not RNA, because remember, the virus is RNA. But what it does is it increases the oxidative stress of the host, whether it's voles or mice or monkeys or people. And that increased stress causes the Zika virus to mutate. So Zika has been relatively stable genetically since 1947. And since the introduction of this Oxitec gene, which is now the company is taken over by Intrexon, whose tagline is better living through better DNA, what they've done is they've actually induced into the biosphere a gene plague, and these, in what's called transposon jumping genes, can already jump into chromosomes of any double-stranded DNA, plant, animal, human, monkey, vole, insect, whatever, and as a result, it's changing the genetics and the genetic control mechanisms inside these organisms. And when that happens, you get gene imbalances that cause increased free radical levels, and free radicals push the mutation of RNA viruses 10,000 times faster than DNA to mutate and become much more pathogenic. So now what we're dealing with is a gene plague pushing the viral evolution to more pathogenic super plagues of not only Zika virus but probably other viruses. So we should be on the lookout for other RNA type viruses like yellow fever, chikungunya, West Nile virus becoming more deadly. And in fact, the other thing we should be testing for is the co-pathogen presence of other filoviruses to see if they're present at the same time we see Zika. It may not be Zika alone. It could be more than one pathogen. And I started doing testing on this 30 years ago where I'd send them off to labs like Immunosciences in Los Angeles with Dr. Risa Vujadani, and what we found is most people were actually infected with more than one viral or other pathogen, and they assumed they only had one, and they'd have parvovirus B19, HHV6, cytomegalovirus, all kinds of weird bugs. And these bugs are stealth. They could be in their central nervous system or their gut. And they're doing all kinds of weird genetic and epigenetic changes that we're not aware of because we're not, number one, screening for the immunological markers. And we're not looking for the genetic changes in the tissue because we don't have the technology to screen people for earlier genetic changes until, of course, the new technology we have now called emetopathia from the Russian Space Agency, because it'll actually scan right down to your individual tissue and genes. And with the metapathy, you can actually see frequency matching and see the presence of the pathogen in their gut. So, for example, we're going to be able to scan down for Zika virus inside people with the metapathy device, which is really cool. I mean, it'll actually pick up the electromagnetic signature of the virus present in the tissue.
Well, that doesn't mean you can get it out of the tissue.
Yeah, we can, of course we can. Yeah. We have the universal antipathogenics. Neutrodyne will kill anything. Allicin Med will kill anything. Silver 100 is the only ionic silver. It'll penetrate through the biofilm and carries it across tissue membrane. So we can universally sterilize any tissue from any pathogen, mycobacteria, fungi, psittacosis, worms of any kind. We can kill them all, and we don't have to use toxic stuff that'll fry your liver or cook your brain or make you see yellow or go blind.
Well, that's good.
It is good. I was getting ready for bioweapons years ago. That's why I developed a neutral defense.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at numanarepublic.com. That's NUMANARepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report. Broadcast from 12 to 3, Monday to Friday, Central Standard Time. We cover medical issues, geopolitical, spiritual, and others, and you're welcome to call in.
I remember when I lost my mind. Emotions have an echo in so much space. And when you're out there without care, yeah, I was out of touch. But it wasn't because I didn't know enough.
probably in about an hour and a half, I would say, maybe an hour and 20 minutes. We'll do a recap with our video capture and post it up on our various websites. There's so what we covered today is we covered a lot of earthquakes and volcanism, seismic activity. It's near an equinox. We also didn't touch on yet the climate, the ozone hole, the jet stream reaching 84 degrees north latitude. We have not touched on some of the other issues. We talked about states' rights or constitution. Do you want to touch on? We have a couple minutes here, so you can probably pick one of these, and then we'll expand on it when we do a recap later.
Sure. Well, I need to tell you that the ozone hole, and we mentioned it last week, and there was an ozone hole that was between Greenland and Canada, and now it's further. It's grown considerably. The one that was over Siberia is dissipating, but the one over Greenland is intensifying, and
right.
I find that alarming.
Well, and the reason why is that the ozone hole means high-energy ultraviolet light is going to split the ice and melt it faster, because ultraviolet light melts ice faster and fractures it than infrared light, which means we're going to see some major calving and problems with that Greenland ice sheet, which also, as you mentioned before, will cause a sodium pump effect in the oceans and also further disrupt the loop current. So there's going to be a lot of climatic disruption, as well as there's an overburden on top of Greenland, and it's a very volcanically active area, so it wouldn't be surprising there's increased volcanic activity in the area caused by this.
That's very possible. But in any case, it does not bode well for the glacier on Greenland. We yeah. already know that that the ultraviolet light, if there's an ozone hole, the ultraviolet light will not be used to glue together three oxygen ions into ozone, which is designated with an O sub 3.
Right.
And instead, it'll just come down. It'll reach the top of the Greenland ice sheet, and it'll start melting it. Now, yeah. as far as the jet stream, I put there that the jet stream reaches 84 degrees north latitude. Well, what is 90 degrees north latitude?
North Pole.
That's the North Pole. So it's only 6 degrees away from the North Pole.
Wow.
Now, that, yes, thank you. And I've got the date and the time and where it's taken, and you can see there that it's at 80, where the little green circle is, that's at 84 degrees north, and it's flowing at 95 miles per hour. So that is very serious. Oh,
yeah, I see
okay.
that little green circle there. When we come back in an hour and a half, we'll be doing a little bit prolonged kind of review with all the nice pictures that explain what you've done. Amazing analysis. Again, we need to be aware of all these things because we need to push public policy for our politicians who are usually not scientifically qualified to make decisions. There's a lot of disinformation even among the alternative media, and the regular media are beyond useless. How's that? Beyond useless would be the term.
Absolutely.
ABC, CBS, MSNBC, Fox, these people kind of stare at their belly button fuzz, whether it's geopolitics or whatever, and machinate over things that are not important.
Well, they do a good job reading little screens.
Back bye-bye. With Tim Alexander in a moment. Remember, the sale's on right now. Thanks a lot, Emma.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.